Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Archer, Mia and Sissy with your 10 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, a man was taken into custody by police last night for being armed with a tomahawk axe outside the Crime and Corruption Commission headquarters in the Fortitude Valley. Around 4:20 p.m., police were notified of the 49-year-old man and swiftly brought into custody, where he has since been assisting the police with inquiries. No one was injured and it is still unclear what his motives were. A former public servant who worked for the Department of Justice in Brisbane has been sentenced over his charges of theft and fraud against his employer to feed his gambling addiction. The 28-year-old repeatedly brought company laptops to cash converters for short-term loans in order to keep gambling. The laptops contained potentially sensitive information. If you or anyone you know is struggling with gambling addiction, you can call 1800 858 858 for support.
In national news, a charge on exported waste labelled as a recycling tax will be formally scrapped in next week's budget after concerns it could cause more waste to be sent to landfill. The levy was legislated in 2020 as a part of laws to reduce and regulate waste exports after China's announcement that it would no longer take Australia's rubbish. However, the waste industry expressed concerns that the proposed levy, due to be implemented in July, could result in waste not being recycled, and so the Environment Minister has announced that the government will formally reverse the levy. The latest youth crime report reveals that for the first time in over 10 years, rates of youth offenders have surged. The data highlights the rise in juvenile felony, leading to debates on effective interventions with the youth. Despite a previous decreasing trajectory in the past 12 months, the number of young individuals engaging in criminal activities increased by 6%, stressing the importance for proactive measures to address this issue.
In international news, Boeing's new CST-100 Starliner astronaut capsule is scheduled for its first launch today after a much-delayed crew test flight was called off yesterday due to a technical issue. The Starliner test mission is set to send NASA astronauts to the International Space Station, where they will join the other 7 members for a week before heading back down to Earth. After Boeing's many failed attempts at sending the Starliner up, it is crucial for the company today that all green lights are go. For your weather today, Brisbane is pretty cool. Not as cool as a 4ZZZ listener, however. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6.4, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.